Congratulations to you two, Corinna and Deontay. I'm happy for you, I'm grateful for you, and I appreciate everything that you represent so much. The love and the respect and the honor that you have for one another, that you showed over the years, not just by your words, but also by your actions. Corinna, I appreciate you so much. The level of friendships that you're able to acquire. I don't think it's possible that you've ever met a stranger like that. But in the spirit of that, I got a few things that I need to say about Deontay. So.
You are now listening to the Duo Sports and Stuff Podcast. Here are your hosts, Deontay Epps and Dane Beasley.
Hello and welcome to episode 66. We are back of the Duo Sports and Stuff Podcast. My name is Deontay Epps, joined by my co-host, my ace, my best friend, my best man, Dane Beasley. Dane, how are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing, you know, Deontay, you got this glow about you. If I didn't know any better, I'd say something beautiful happened over the weekend. I mean, I'm just guessing it. Oh, what a nice lovely ring you got there.
Thank you. How long were we not potting? 3 weeks? Two? About two and a half?
Long enough for us to not have to talk about the Cowboys game.
Oh, yeah, we went to that. We'll talk about that later. But let's introduce our lovely, lovely guest that we have. And like Dane mentioned at the top of the pod, I did get married over the weekend. We did get married. I did it again, didn't I? My wife is here, joined by my wife, Corinna Yeps. Y Eps. Corinna, I messed up again, didn't I? Go ahead.
Rude. Very rude. It's always him.
It's me.
There's no we.
I messed up.
Whatever.
Dane, since I messed up on my end, let's see if you can get it on your end. Who else we got here?
So sitting to my right, I'm sitting to your left. This is the one and only, not going to use her government name. This is the Niecy Beasley, a.k.a. Mommy. But Niecy, say hello to the viewers, listeners. They can't see you waving, but you wave anyways.
I didn't wave. Hi.
Yes, we are joined by our lovely wives on episode 66 of the Duo Sports and Stuff Podcast. I asked Corinna, like, maybe an hour and a half ago if she wanted to be on the Duo. What was your
response? By an hour and a half, you've been 30 minutes.
No, it was an hour. You weren't even here yet.
Literally one half of an hour he asked me to be here, which I'm here, but we're the lesser known duo.
Yeah.
So I figured, Dane, since episode 3, we talked about marriage math, and that was the episode where I messed up the first time, where I told the world I was engaged, I was getting married, and then Corinna made her argument, and we brought her on for episode 11, I believe, which was right around when the quarantine was starting.
I love and the eye contact, by the way. Like, you're like, you're declaring.
She's not even looking at me. She's looking at the camera. I definitely figured, since, you know, we took the hiatus due to our lovely celebration with our friends and family, that it'd only be right to bring our lovely wives on to make this a duo on duo. What do you call it? What's the four? Quad? What is it? Trio? What's the four?
I got you.
Duo, trio. What's the fourth one called?
What about the duo? And you put quadruple. S at the end. The duos.
No response.
The quart.
Quads?
It's quads.
It's quads.
It's quads.
The quads. I was thinking of the, what's the fifth one?
I don't know.
I
have no idea.
Quartet. No. Oh, God. I don't know.
So we have our lovely wives here, and I thought it'd be kind of cool to have them on to talk about everything from, of course, we had our wedding, but just life in general and whatever they wanted to talk about. That's what Corinna asked me in general, what we're going to talk about. We had our whole list of notes that we usually do. And I was just like, let's slide that for episode 66 and let the ladies kind of talk whatever they want to talk about. How about our lovely wedding that we had on Saturday?
Yes, let's go on. Let's dig into that. Let's dig into that. So,
you're asking you a question?
Yeah. Well, what are your feelings?
Yeah, you have to interview us.
Okay. Let's make it an interview.
I got you. Yeah.
This ain't my fault.
All right.
I'm gonna get both of y'all because both of y'all were like getting married. So, me send a question to two of you to the duo over there.
Let's do it.
Now that everything is partially over, I mean, you still have the rest of eternity to spend with one another, but everything in
now
terms
that
of,
our marriage is over.
Now that the ceremony and the planning, the jitters, the stress, all that is over with now, it's all behind you. What are you most satisfied and happy with that you've accomplished during that amazing, amazing, amazing ceremony? Like, what is the thing that you look for, that you look forward to remembering the most? Like, you know what? That was really good. I'm really proud of us. Pat myself on the back. What is that? We'll take it to the missus first or to the mister, whichever.
Ladies first for sure.
I'll let Deontay go first, actually. Let's hear what he has to
say. Let's
see
if you were listening to the question, Deontay.
I was listening.
You passed the first test.
The thing I'm looking forward to the most.
That's not what he asked.
Yes, he did. Did he not say looking for?
I got you. Let me run it back.
It was a two-part question. So the question was, the first part, it changed toward the end. So in all fairness, it did change toward the end. The first part.
See, Nisi got my back.
The first part was about what you were most satisfied with.
Looking
and then
back
the second
on it.
Part okay. was what are you most looking forward to?
Yeah, it was a two-part
Thank
question.
You. Thank you.
Two mm-hmm. duo.
To answer the first part of the question, just having our family and friends together, obviously with everything that's gone on over the past year and a half or so with COVID, not being together, having that many people that we love and, enjoy our company and likewise or vice versa with them, having them together during this moment, the whole weekend in general was beyond special. Seeing faces of friends that haven't seen in years and family of that nature and stuff was amazing to see. And like I told Karina even yesterday when I had to go back to work, was like it was like a dream sequence, like everybody that we love and enjoy so much there for us to enjoy or support and show love for us for everything that, we have been through. But also sharing that special moment with us was like a million times over. And like, I'm about to go on a little tangent here. I texted Karina again today, one of our pictures from the wedding while we were dancing. And it was like at that particular moment when we had our first dance, it was like a moment in time, like they do in all those movies where time stopped everything,
And they get the little in the background.
It was, I cried like eight times on Saturday, and I even
eight would be an understatement. Yeah, I would say.
I mean, you see who I get it from. Like my mom is a crier. My brothers cry.
Don't try to blame. No,
I'm gonna shift the blame a little bit. But yeah, man, just that those little moments like that or something that I'll never forget, and having everybody there that we love and enjoy so much is something I can never and will never forget. And then something to look forward to, part two. I did remember the second part of the question. Part two is kind of looking forward to our lives together. I know we have stuff that we want to do as far as traveling and enjoying each other's company and our four pets that we have here at the house, but just being able to kind of be on not like a free journey, but just like kind of figuring out what we want to do career wise and figuring out where we want to be full time. If it's here in Waco, if it's in Dallas, if it's somewhere else in the US, just figuring that out, but at our own pace, but also figuring out together as a couple, husband and wife kind of thing. So I'm excited for it though. It's like as a duo, exactly, Dane. Thank you. Kind of figuring out what what that is, but having someone there that has your back 100%, your support and love 100%. And I think I would put a bow on that answer like that.
Ooh.
What about you,
lovely.
Mrs. Epps?
Yeps.
Yep. She's trying to change the name to Yeps, y'all. It's not happening.
I don't see why not. Let's think. Well, I have been planning this wedding for 2.5 years. So I'm really looking forward to not being in the middle of planning this wedding. I think the best thing and our best move, and this is something that we very early on knew we wanted to do, was have a whole weekend. We didn't want just the ceremony, reception, and leave. We wanted to find a place where we could all stay, and it would be like a family reunion, and it would be a summer camp feel, because it was supposed to be like early summer 2020. And we wanted just a whole weekend experience, because weddings are expensive. And I was like, it doesn't make any sense for us to pay that much money for 10 to 12 hours. Like, let's just make it a whole thing. We got super lucky that there was a place here, shout out Gathering Oaks, that had space for like 50 plus people to stay, and we could book it for multiple days. So we ended up booking more days. So I think that, like, looking back, like, that was our best move. Besides the glowing cowboy hats, that was the best thing that we could have done, because we didn't know back then what would have happened, you know, in 2020, and that we'd be separated from these people for so long. I mean, with the exception of our parents and siblings, even then, I mean, we haven't seen them very much, but we hadn't seen any of our family. So it has been... I think that's what I'll reflect upon the most, of like, it wasn't just our wedding. Like, we've been married a year now, you know, but the wedding itself was really special on its own. But I think the best move we made was to make it a whole weekend thing. Second to that, I will say, was being able to say our vows. For me, the first time, we eloped on Halloween last year. I told Deontay, let's keep this very basic. It was like, pre-vaccine, middle of COVID. We like tested everybody. We wanted it to be just like a very quick in and out, you know, COVID elopement, basically. Like, we were just wanting to keep it very basic. And so I told him, let's not write our own vows. We still want the next one to be special, which of course they would be special, but I am very weird. And I really felt like I really want it to all build up to the big wedding, because otherwise you kind of get stuck in this rut of like, why are we still doing this? We're already married. Why are we going to spend all this money and take all this time and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I told Deontay, I said, we're not going to write our own vows. We're going to do Google a template. His dad married us with an online ordination.
And he was happy to
And he was so happy. I mean, geez.
His name is forever on that document.
Yes, he signed our marriage license, but we wanted to keep it very just clinical. Well, we get up to get married, say our vows with Pastor Dad, and Deontay goes, well, I wrote my own vows. After I explicitly told him, let us not write our own vows. So I'm really good at BSing. But when you're up there with all these people you haven't seen in literally a year staring at you, you can't really come up with vows on the spot. And Deontay reads these like sweet, adorable, heartfelt vows. And his dad looks at me and he goes, okay, what do you have? And I'm like, like, he was supposed to feed me the vows, like line by line, as they do. And Deontay comes out with a freaking love song to me. And I just stand there and I was like, thanks. It was so awkward. I was like, why would you do that? That was so rude. Anyway, so I was really looking forward to redeeming myself at this one. So I really do feel really glad that we got to redo them. I got a second chance. I think that was a big piece of it, being able to say all of those things in front of all of these people that we love very much. Looking forward, similar to what Deontay has to say, I am very excited about the future. I love to not make plans. So obviously being done planning a wedding allows us to just kind of go with the flow for the rest of our lives. I'm excited to see what we do. I'm excited to go on a honeymoon. That's for one.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm very excited to just make big life decisions, and we get to map out, you know, our future.
Yeah. I got a question for the married veterans on the other side of the camera over there. Dane, Dane and Niecy have been married. It's about to be 6 years in December, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just about.
So. A little bit. Question. So, you know, Karina and I, we've been married a year now. You guys are going on six. I mean, you're young vets in the game. I guess I could say if I could use my sport, bringing sports into it, right? Yeah. Little vets in the game, you know. Okay. What kind of, I guess, advice or what can you see as experience before you got married that you could say, hey, I didn't know this before. Maybe I can talk about this down the road, like something like a you before you got married, you could tell yourself this is what you're going to expect. Things that you didn't know going into a marriage. I know that's kind of I went deep.
No, no,
deep in real quick.
That's a good question. That's a good question. So good of a question. I'm going to let you go first.
Well, one thing I've just been learning recently is that it's not my role to change Dane. And that's very hard as women. I think we see so much potential sometimes in our significant others and what we hope for them to be or desire them to be, that we push them before they're ready. So, we cannot be our husband's Holy Spirits, guys. Please listen, okay? We cannot be our husband's Holy Spirit. There have been plenty of times that I've wanted to complain about something or address an issue, and it might be a valid issue, but I had to choose to take it to the Lord before I brought it to Him. And I didn't always do that. I still don't always do that. I'm not saying it because I do it right. I'm just saying from experience, there have been more times that Dane has been exactly who I needed him to be without me directly telling him. I just told it to the Lord. So, ladies, Karina, if you got a problem with your husband, tell on him to Jesus and then let Jesus do the rest.
She usually just smacks me aside.
So don't wake him up out of a dead sleep and yell at him?
God, no, please don't do that. I mean, you can, but whatever consequences come after that, that's good.
I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'll consider it.
No,
I'm not very patient.
Way.
I'm not either. And I don't think that, I think that a lot of us are, like, especially if you're very driven and you know what you want and you kind of just go after what you want, it's very hard to be patient. But I think that, you know, that's probably why God may have given you a spouse that is more patient than you are, because he knew that that needed to be balanced out. So I'm pretty sure the areas that you're weak in, he's strong in, and vice versa. And so we definitely have to.
That does make sense.
Yeah, we definitely have to ride that out. I mean, that's what he's there for. He's your mirror. So if there's anything that he's telling you about yourself and you don't like what you're hearing, it's probably true. I mean, I hate to say it, but it probably is true. But it's just about. One, it's always about how things are communicated. Everything should be communicated in love at the end of the day. But ultimately, if you're not liking what you're hearing, then you also have to make a decision. Okay, well, can I take what my spouse said to me and work to change that? And I think that's as long as there's a desire to be better, not only for your spouse, but for yourself and for your future kids, because they're going to see how you guys talk and communicate with each other, how y'all act, how y'all solve conflicts. And that's what they're going to take with them when they grow up. So it all serves a purpose at the end of the day.
I don't know how I'm supposed to follow this. James. James. Super, super saved, extra Christian, great. Oh, I'm about to get first in line in that pearly gate response. So I got to follow that. I respect it. Dang, I don't know how to follow that.
That's new advice, though. I feel like you never told that. Like, that's good.
Man, solid. Okay. So, boom.
Now you're on the spot, Dane, just like on real, Saturday.
Real deal.
And we will talk about
Dane's going to say, let your husband play video games.
Here's the thing.
Let your wives take over the duo.
Here's the thing. I mean, it's not a bad idea. We could talk about the contract and stipulation, have our people talk to your people and you get that taken care of. But
what are you talking about? We're your managers.
Basically,
we're all here.
Facts. While I have you all in the room. Yeah, it's true. to answer your question, geez, you know what? I got the perfect response.
Okay. He pulls out his phone.
Sarah. No.
I knew this question was going to come up. Integrity.
That's from Dane's best man speech for everyone.
I wish we could roll the tapes.
I need that. I need that back.
I'll be sitting here crying.
Did anyone record
again?
It? If you're listening, send it.
I did record
oh, you did?
It, actually.
Oh, you did?
Oh, I need to watch.
Yeah. We'll add that in the post, post edit.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I remember it. My nerves. The first.
Integrity. I feel like I jumped. I was like, oh, my God.
Everyone reacted.
Everyone was like, oh. Everybody, I think you actually could hear it.
Yes.
It was like,
all right, Dave, let you.
Sorry.
No, you're bringing memories back. I'm like, damn. It happened like, it felt like it happened like 2 hours ago, but now you're living all good. Okay. So, marriage. Successful marriage, for me, at least in my eyes, it starts with two things. One being a comforter for her, and the other being a comforter for me. So, it's going to make a lot of sense.
I got you.
So, boom.
All right.
You have two people, maybe a full size queen, king bed, and you're sharing the bed at nighttime. One cover might not be enough. It might get cold. One person might be like, I'm going to snatch the cover to this side. The other person's going to be like, I'm going to snatch the cover to this side. Bam. You want to be proactive instead of reactive in your marriage? Get two comforters instead of one.
So you don't rip it off of him and slap him awake while he's asleep and say, give me the covers?
I do distinctly remember it just being all on your side of the bed.
We have a California king. Mm. Okay? A California king bed. I am a very small person. I take up 1 square inch of this bed. Deontay, right here. But not just here. So, I mean, this is great advice, Dane. We could use this today. Because he wraps himself in a burrito.
I do.
He tuck and rolls in. He's a taquito. And then he's on my side of the bed. So not only do I have no access to any covers, but he's in my face. And I'm like, specifically last night, babe, move over. Move over. He's like, okay. 1 inch.
You actually asked nicely, too.
He's like, please.
He's like, can you move?
Can you move? But he doesn't wake up. It's like waking the dead. I'm like, hey, can you move? It gets to that volume. So, Dane, I approve this message, that
brings
honestly.
That brings me to my next point of that advice. So, with it being two comforters, two of y'all, you have the ability to sleep successful, as I might say. You might sleep on a mission. And the truth to that is three purposes. One, I don't like giving people marriage advice because not all marriage advice is good advice, even if it comes from me.
Two, you said that on episode 3, Marriage Math, I remember.
Yeah.
You didn't mention either of us?
Yeah. I mean, that one.
I did not mean to bring that back up. Open wound. We'll talk about that later. Two, it serves as a point of... It's a good way to remember that your marriage could be rooted in humor. It's a good way to humor makes the world go round. Honestly, we live in a day and age. We're still in a pandemic. And if there's anything that's gotten us through it, it's just the beauty of a laugh, a good laugh. So that serves that purpose. Three, everything else you have, Deontay, everything you have belongs to Karina. With the exception of that blanket. So this is just one little small piece of thing that's actually yours. Everything else is not. You share every single thing with your wife, and your wife, well, at her discretion, because she is a woman, she shares. She don't have to share everything with you, but the option's there.
The shade.
It's just the way it is. I don't write the rules. I just follow them. But leading me to my fourth point that I didn't mention originally. We sleep for practically, I think, a third, maybe a fourth to a third of our lives. And if we're going to be successful with our partners, the best thing we can do, even if we're going to be miserable for the rest of our lives, the best thing you can do is at least get a good night's rest. Good night's rest with your own comforter is a pretty decent way to go. Yeah, that was it. No.
climax to the whole wrapping it on the bow. Just bam.
I love to sleep.
On a daily. At any moment.
At any moment, any time. I can fall asleep.
Dang, there. Once again, your words, like, see, and a lot of people ask me about what you said on Saturday. I feel like you were one of the highlights of Saturday. And truly, you know how I feel about you as a brother, as a best friend. And again, I'm not going to cry. But
if you could, you got the space, man. Do your thing.
I'm not going to cry. But it was truly, man, one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard in my life. And to truly hear that, I mean, I always know you felt that way, you know. And we often, like, we've talked a lot about stuff that we both went through in our lives. And, but it's like, dang, to actually feel it, like, at that moment, at that peak, it was just, like, truly something that I, like, it was a crazy feeling. But also, you know how we get down. You know how we are. And yeah. So, again, I'm saying thank you for that. And Niecy, of course, thank you for holding my brother down for how long have y'all been together? Since what?
10 years.
2011?
1982.
Yeah. So holding it down for 10 years, man. It's no one better for my brother. And just wanted to say that. And of course, Langy Lang, my homie, who calls me Uncle Ante.
Mm-hmm.
And just truly, truly something that I will never, never forget. Karina, what was your highlight from Saturday? Like, it doesn't have to be like anything like crazy, like that was the best thing to happen, but like something funny or something that like kind of, oh, I don't even think Niecy knows this. So we could tell Niecy. Let me just tell you.
You asked her a question.
I didn't mean it.
And then, like.
Well, I thought about
you
something.
She's like, wait, babe. I got something real quick. Yeah, I got something for you, Niecy.
I'm definitely not taking Dane's advice right now. Everything he just said about the comforters, I ripped the entire comforter.
I'm the captain now. Go ahead.
I appreciate you, Deontay, for your noble sacrifice. You're making me look like a model husband. Normally, I'm not. I'm a horrible communicator. Sorry. And you're making me look like a rock star. Just keep going, okay. Deontay. Keep messing it up. Like you look
the
put your bad self.
You know, on Saturday we're getting ready. We watching the game. We getting ready also. By the way, for the Baylor people in here, Baylor did beat Oklahoma.
Second.
While that was happening on your end, you and your girls were having a crisis. Yeah, let's
a crisis.
Bring the people in on what happened.
Okay, let me just start from the top.
Boom.
You guys were having so much fun. Little did you know there was a medical crisis happening in my room.
Oh, so that was legit.
So, did you not see the ambulance?
No, someone referenced. Oh. I'm a paramedic. I'm like, so that was legit. Oh my goodness! So I thought that was just like a metaphor.
No.
What?
Physical ambulance. Damn. So you know, I planned. I'm a planner. I'm a fixer. I'm an Olivia Pope. Some would say. I had contingency plans for everything. If you've been planning something for 2.5 years, you're going to plan for anything that could possibly go wrong. I planned for a tornado. I planned for rain. I planned for literally everything on earth. But what I did not plan for was a medical emergency while I was getting ready an hour before the wedding. So I invited a hairstylist to come do my hair for the wedding. It was just going to be my sister, myself, and my mother. Mm-hmm. And she got through my sister's great. And then during my hair, she was kind of taking a long time. And I was like, well, we're not really in that big of a rush. We're all already here. It wasn't like we needed to travel to a different location. So she's kind of going slow. And I'm like, okay, we got to speed it up. We're getting closer. Like, you guys had already taken all of your pictures. I knew because I could see you. And I could see through the window. And I'm like, okay, they're done. It's now time for the girls to take pictures. Because Deontay's one wish in this wedding was to not do a first look. Which, if you don't know what that is, it's when you get to see each other prior to the ceremony. You kind of get the nerves out. You get the tears out. And you can take, but the benefit is that you can take pictures together prior to the wedding. So something that I did not think about is when we planned this wedding, that it was going to be a completely different time of year than what we had originally planned. So we had scheduled out things in an order of having enough time before sunset. But because it's fall, daylight savings just happened. The sun goes down so fast. And if the sun's down, I mean, the pictures are, you know, you've lost your opportunity. So I asked Deontay, I said, do we want to do a first look? And he said, no. And I was like, okay, but just know once the ceremony's done, we have to sprint because there's a lot of pictures we need to take and we got to go fast because otherwise the sun is going to be completely down. So with that in mind, I was going to allot enough time for myself and my bridal party and my family to take pictures without Deontay, but to get some stuff done prior to the ceremony ending so that when we came together and he finally saw me, that we could just knock out all the family pictures and the big group pictures, but then we could come back and enjoy cocktail hour.
Okay.
So that was my plan. Well, this girl is like doing my hair and she's great. I've met her a couple times. Like, it's wonderful, but she's like taking a while and she's like starting to really slow down. And I'm like, we've got to keep moving. And my wedding planner comes in and she's like, girls, got to keep moving. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go sit with the makeup artist and you'll do my hair while I'm getting my makeup done. I'll stay very still, which was not true. I was writing my vows. I'm so sorry to tell you that. I was writing my vows. And okay. I'm trying really hard. And the girl, I'm trying to focus. I have ADHD. It's very difficult for me to focus. I finally get to a point where I can focus. I sit down on the makeup chair and the girl never comes out of the room. The hair girl. And my sister goes in there and she's like slumped over. She had she is a diabetic or something along those lines. Oh, and she crashed. Like she just had been standing. She'd been on her feet. Oh, she'd eaten earlier, but I could tell something wasn't right. And I'm glad that I had met her before because I knew like a good baseline.
She was like
slow motion. I mean, like it had been probably about an hour and a half and my hair was halfway done. It would have taken me 25 minutes. Give me some hairspray, curl iron, done. And she was just not well. So they, you know, are helping her. Luckily, we've got a lot of healthcare heroes. Shout out to our healthcare heroes. Bow, 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 bow. Half of our wedding party are some kind of healthcare hero. We've got nurses, we've got doctors, we've got paramedics, we've got firefighter. We've got literally the whole range of healthcare heroes. They come in. They're like, we don't know what's going on. We don't know really how to help her. It's literally like 1 hour to the wedding. At this point, I'm like, I've given up. We're just, I hope she's okay. Let's help her. Forget the pictures, whatever. So yeah, that's what was happening in our room while you guys were playing video games and watching TV.
We never hooked up the game. Just watching.
Darn.
You should let her find
we were dealing with a medical emergency, so we didn't get to take any pictures beforehand. We didn't get to do anything. I literally was so frazzled. I just, the vows, they came from the heart, but they shot out real quick. Mm-hmm. I hope they were good.
I do remember Ariana Daniels' fiance saying that they specific when they called 911, they specifically said,
I said, don't turn the sirens off, please.
So nobody would freak out during this.
Well, shout out to Ariana. Let's just time out real quick. Ariana, the love of my life.
Daniel listens to this pod.
Yeah, hey, Daniel, get Ariana on the line here. The love of my life, she saved me this whole day. Like, if I needed something, she just popped up. Clutch. And she was like, what can I do? I got it. I'm going to do it. And I just love her very much. But as this girl starts to collapse, Ariana just jumps into gear. Ariana becomes a healthcare hero. She is like running interference, acquiring different doctors, medical professionals. And at the same time, like, do you need anything? I'm like, are you? Yes. Oh my God. I need you to stay here forever and be my new wife. Sorry, Deontay. It was just incredible. And like, we kind of got the situation handled and I'm just sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, how do I calm down from this? Like, how do I, chill out? And finally, like, we got out there and then the chaos just culminated and my parents walked me down the aisle and I could not stop laughing. So we just got the pictures back. I'm laughing hysterically in these pictures. And it's because, you know, when you just have too many emotions, they just come out in weird ways. And mine is laughter. Mm-hmm. And I am laughing my head off because my dress and my veil, I thought I had time to get ready over, a period of time. I was going to take my time. No, I had to throw everything on at the last second. And my dress and my veil, I'd never put them on at the same time together. Just really missed it. I was like, we'll just see if it works. it started collecting all of the leaves while I was walking. So there were about 500 leaves under my dress. I was laughing so hard and it was just absolute chaos. I mean, I wouldn't have expected anything different, but I really wasn't prepared for that. I'm so glad you guys had fun though.
We had our struggles every now and then. Like when we thought we needed to get ready by 2:30 when it was actually 1:30.
Let me stop right there, Deontay.
Nothing comparable
to what you all went through.
The hairdresser is okay now.
She's correct. Great. She's fine. Great.
She came to pick up the car the next day.
She came back.
She like embarrassed.
She was very embarrassed.
She was really embarrassed. I'm like, do not be embarrassed. Like truly, like it really nothing. Like at least if it was going to happen, it happened when it did so that I had enough time to get ready. Because otherwise we would have been taking photos in the pitch black darkness of wherever we were, in the middle of nowhere. But it really all worked out fine. And I think like that is a testament to how we are. Like I'm a control freak, but we really can roll with the punches, which I mean, clearly this wedding was supposed to happen 2.5 years ago. So, you know, that was fine. It was just a chaotic day, to say the least. I mean, everything was madness, but it's like good. I thrive in chaos. So it was great for me.
Yeah.
Organized chaos. But I think
finally being able to stand at the front with you and our friends, like that was literally the first time that I think I had taken a deep breath the entire day.
Because you were finally up there, right?
Yeah. And I was like, I'm already here. I mean, what else could go wrong? So that's kind of what I would look back on that moment and think like, I was just really happy. I was overwhelmed, but I was very happy to just be standing still.
That was when you, well, I remember during that time, I just remember like people move. Well, on our side, Taylor came through and Finn, both our doctor friends, coming through and just was like kind of brushed it off. I didn't know if they wanted me not to know, but it was just like, yeah, there's something going on. That's all I knew until you told me later on what had happened. And so as you're preparing for this day, I can only imagine the emotions, what you were going through, and you summarized that pretty well.
Yeah, I was just like, am I going to have time? It was really the pictures are the important part for me. Like, that was the one thing I really was excited about. So, it perfectly worked out. We actually had more time to take more pictures, but we didn't even need the time because she was so quick. Shout out, Carmen. My girl. But when you don't plan for something, I don't plan for a lot of things, but I definitely didn't plan for that, you know? So it was great. It was wonderful. I think after that, everything was smooth sailing. I don't think anything went wrong after that. What?
No, I'm thinking.
I was like, damn, dude. Oh, you think
things are pretty.
I was thriving. I was vibing.
Pretty fun, though. One thing I told Karina, Dane, and Niecy that y'all don't. I just told her this yesterday, but there was something I wanted. I had planned to do, but never got around to it. Was do like a choreographed dance like they do in all those other weddings with the groomsmen and stuff.
No.
You would have been down, right?
No. Are you asking?
No.
They want to dance?
Here's the thing. Can I tell myself real quick?
Go ahead. Feel free.
I enjoy dancing in the comfort of my home. Okay. Like by myself. I like
that. I was waiting.
You
dance. I'm telling the truth. So I was like,
in the comfort of my home. In the comfort of my home.
Makes sense.
Okay. On top of that, I was like, man, as you're driving, I'm like, I really hope Deontay doesn't have us doing anything weird, like doing some stage.
Like a choreographed dance.
I was like, man, as I'm pulling, I was like, he better not. And I was like, he wouldn't
and
do
I
that.
And I said, no, he couldn't do that.
He wouldn't do that, Dane. He would do that.
I wouldn't have. You're right, Niecy. I wouldn't have just put him on the spot like that.
Kind of like when you wrote your own vows and you told me you weren't.
Well, that's. Oh, that was different. That was different. See,
okay.
So
you kind of left the hang like that, man. That's cool.
One of Karina's bridesmaids, Savannah, is a former Baylor cheerleader, and she worked at the.
She's a dancing queen.
Basically, And so I was working with her behind the scenes to.
I'm shocked that my best friend betrayed me.
Get like a choreographed dance mix
what
of
is this,
songs.
And a spinoff of Bring
Dan,
It On?
Dan, let me just tell you. NDC.
Hey, she just knocked me off the mic. All right.
It's a character flaw. I don't know what it is, but when people, like, I don't care if I'm married to John Legend. Mm-hmm. If you're like, hey,
she's embarrassed by lovely voices singing
by people performing for me. If someone is like, I'm going to sing to you. Like, I get embarrassed when, like, a mariachi comes up to the table at a Mexican restaurant. Like, I can't handle it. Like, I don't know what it is. But if Deontay, like, he likes to play his, like, SoundCloud rapping from college, I can't stand it.
You remember the juice tape?
No, please don't. Please. He's like, let me freestyle for you. And he looks me in the eyes and starts freestyling. I cannot handle that. But it's not because it's him. If anybody does that to me, it's crippling. I can't handle it. Like, if he was...
I hate it.
If he's John Mayer, if he is anyone that I love singing to me, I feel uncomfortable. I don't know why.
No.
I just hate it. So, like, dancing is similar.
The same freaking...
I'm the same way.
I break out in song all the time.
So you hit embarrassing. She can sing.
And it's funny because I sing at him all of the time. But it's, like, the seriousness. If you're serious, I can't do it. And it's like one of those things where I just like won't make eye contact. Like I can't handle it. So I'm just really glad that you didn't do that. And I'm really thankful that my best friend set me up like this.
Leading up to the wedding, everybody was asking, are you going to do like a performance? I was like, yeah, we're trying to plan it out now.
Lord have mercy.
This was the mix we would have been performing to. We're going to make a wedding mix of songs. I have it in my phone. It was, this was before that nice Silk Sonic album.
This note is titled Performance for Karina, as if I want this to happen. And he knows I don't want this to happen. That is mean.
It's called the first.
You got a title for this? My man, you got a title
for
this?
In my notes. You know how we write notes for everything?
16-point title.
So it's going to be like a wedding mix. You know how you make a mix with all the songs on a track? So it's going to be like that.
Why do you have to be such a nerd with this type of stuff?
It's unbelievable. I pride myself in being a very cool
girl. We play the nerds theme from Keith.
Nerd.
That's me, man. No, I'm not going to do it yet.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Some girls would love this. I'll just say, if you're one of those girls, good for you. If you're me, please stop.
The people that listen to this, they're going to be like, Deontay, why the hell did you not do this?
Oh, my God.
All right, we're going to come out to some dance, choreographed dance to Bruno Mars. That's what I like.
But what if we messed up? Like, that's my whole thing was the first
thing. That I would have loved.
No.
Like, selfishly.
When things go wrong. Uh-huh. My sense of humor, my brand of humor, is things going wrong.
Yeah, she hates when...
Like, you know that video Scarlett takes a tumble when she falls off the table?
Yes.
That is my sense of humor.
Epic.
When things go horribly wrong. She was so serious, and it just didn't work out for her. That I would have enjoyed.
So here was the plan. We would have had weeks to prepare.
There was an idea.
Weeks. Yes. From our man, Nick Fury, there was an idea. That Deontay and his 9 groomsmen, yeah, give me the music, Dan. Deontay and his 9 groomsmen would be performing, practicing for weeks. I don't know how we would have got everybody together to do it. I'm just thinking the perfect scenario in my head.
All right, let me get through it. I just want to crush his dreams real quick. There's no way you'd get Sean Moore to get down and do this dance. I'm just going across the line.
We could barely get Sean to smile at the camera.
Yeah, like,
nonetheless, do a choreographed routine.
He would have did. Malcolm definitely would have been down.
Malcolm
would have been lead in the pack.
Yeah, he would have been in the front.
So we would have came out to That's What I Like by Bruno Mars, some choreographed dance. Then we would have did, I don't know how this would work, Childish Gambino, Telegraph Ave.
Deontay just made a list of his favorite songs. These songs have nothing to do with me.
The next one was My Girl, Temptations. You're My Girl.
Your favorite song.
And then You're My Everything by The Temptations.
Also your favorite song.
But it's also you.
Your favorite band. That's you see that poster over there? The Temptations?
You know what this is? This perfectly highlights something that I had another piece of advice that I'm sorry that I'm giving. Another thing that it highlights. Is you choosing, and I did this a lot, unfortunately, loving Niecy in my love language instead of loving her the way that she wanted to be loved.
So, Dane. Dan, that was beautiful.
No, you actually gave us a book.
You gave us a book when we got engaged about love languages. Deontay, did you read it? Yep. There you go.
Why are you putting me on the spot right now?
I'm just saying, I know mine.
So you didn't watch the DC animated universe, all 20 of those movies, and you didn't read... The love that she needs and the respect that he deserves. I forgot the title. Love and respect. Yeah. Something like that.
One of the best marriage books, guys. Like, just saying.
Deontay. But it's still hope. There's still hope, Deontay.
Recommit to that. Right here on the pod.
He brought up a good point though, because I told him that before.
No, I agree. I kept doing it.
You can't love me in your love language. But the reciprocal to that is he was doing that to me because he was desiring it from me. So it's twofold, you know? It's like he's only giving me...
I'm acting out.
Yeah, he's basically acting out. It was like a cry out for, okay, here's what I need from you, so let me show you what it is that I need from you. But for me, it was like, okay, no, that's annoying. That doesn't do anything for me. Like, that's not how I receive or perceive love. So we still have to communicate about that and have to work toward that. And it's hard. Like, it really is hard. But we all have it in us to be a little bit self-centered. But your spouse, if you don't think you self-centered, baby, they bust the point of that.
Oh, no, I definitely am. I definitely am.
That reminds me, like, all the times I get her or I want to get her to play video games with me. Like, we just got a Nintendo Switch. And I'm like, babe, let's open up the Switch. Because y'all know I'm a nerd for video games. And she's like, absolutely not.
You got to find. Look, here's another thing. You got to find the games that she likes. Like this one right here, Tetris, Sims for her. I love the Sims. Sims is so freaking dope. Oh my god!
Sims. But she likes to play with the cheats, and I'm like, bro, let's.
Yes, that's the best way to play. Unlimited money, cheat. You can remodel your entire house. Yes,
Rosebud. We try to play the normal way, but
I don't like being poor.
You know, I like to play games on the most difficult level.
Question: no, do they still got the shower on there where you can like it, like a little super futuristic shower where you like you're spinning around, it's like hovering and showers you by itself?
Oh, they got everything on there. They got so much that it's like not even funny. Deontay did get me Sims Pets. Is it called Sims?
Mm-hmm. Or it's like a DLC where you add them.
Here's a pet. Can you see him? Oh, well, we're on a podcast too. Okay, you can't see him. There's a pet here. Anyway, we had to stop playing it because our dogs were afraid of the Sims pets. So they would start barking at the TV. Yeah. So we had to stop playing that. Short-lived. But it was really fun. So.
And then she likes L.A. Noir. You remember that game, Dane? The detective game.
Yeah, the one that has like three discs. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. This one, well, we got it digitally, so it might have to do this.
My bad.
2021, my guy. Digital world.
Yeah. I like Grand Theft Auto, but he doesn't let me play it.
I don't have Grand Theft. Well, yeah,
I actually do.
I don't. I think I took it off my PlayStation because I didn't play it often.
He told me I can't run people over the way that I do. I really do. I literally can do anything you want to in Grand Theft Auto.
Shame on you for trying to. Why are you doing that?
Why aren't you going to find the drugs? And it's like, I'm just running. I'm just vibing, you know, when you just like run over people.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Anyway, I agree with what you're saying. Deontay was trying to exert his love language on me. But if you were asking, if you wanted me to do a performance for you, you're out of luck. I would not have been doing that, but that's what Nisi's saying. You're saying so.
I'm sorry.
Well,
I just want to be performed to.
Not specifically that.
Oh man, that would have been. I would have gave you a look like, really, dude? Were you really about to have us out here?
Well, and looking, you know, the even harder part, bro. Logistically, that was just hard to pull off. Like having practice that. Yeah,
we have too many friends. There's too many people involved. Yeah. It's chaotic. Everyone's busy.
I didn't do my garter toss.
No.
Which is unfortunate about that. Like, kind of just got carried away. Oh, there you go. I would have tossed something like a
I threw my bouquet.
A bow tie.
Just throw something. Take initiative.
I kind of forgot. I just forgot about it. In the hoopla of enjoying people. But
we did have a fun surprise for the wedding party. I love a surprise. That's my love language, is giving gifts.
Yeah,
and
I did. Yeah, I told.
And about giving surprises to people.
About the Yetis.
No, I'm talking about the announcements.
Oh, yeah. That too.
It was all a part of the surprise. Yeah. They didn't know it was going to happen, so it was a surprise.
The announcements was really cool. And I will say, for the people that are listening, what Green is talking about, we
real good.
We got the voice of the Baylor Bears, one of the voices of the Baylor Bears, Derek Smith. His wife actually helped out with the flowers at the wedding. So shout out to Veronica and Derek. But Derek, like 4 days before the wedding, Korean and I came up with this cool idea that we had kind of saw on the TikToks. But the TikToks just really introduced them, right? But we decided to add like funny little anecdotes about our bridal party.
Gosh. The starting lineup.
No, it's like, yeah, and we had the starting lineup. We put the Bulls championship music behind it. And when our bridal party came out one by one for the reception, it was some little funny quote that we wrote about them for Derek to say as if it was a starting lineup. And it came out really, really funny. And I thought, I can't wait to see the video to kind of see, Derek's actually waiting for that.
I think
too, but
we just, everyone in the wedding party was confused as to what was happening. They were just like, why are we lined up? What, you know, because they do the normal like wedding
directions on that part too.
The wedding party introductions. I usually don't like that part of a wedding because, again, like when people dance, it makes me uncomfortable. So I was like, you know, when people dance in, like my wedding party, like our wedding party, my bridesmaids in particular, not big fans of that. I think I danced in when we came. Yeah, you did. I did not. I just waltzed in. You know, I know my girls, and I know my girls are not going to want to do that. So I was like, let's just introduce them and have them walk out. But they didn't know what they were walking out to. So that was funny to see their reactions.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of a roast. We tried to keep it nice, you know.
Yeah.
But like, I did throw some jabs in there.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were the funniest one was for Karina's brother, who, well, both to my middle brother, but Karina's little brother literally dyed his hair blonde.
Bleached his hair
5 days
blonde.
Before the 4 days before the wedding. And he decided
that. He looked like Ellen DeGeneres.
He really did. It was straight blonde. Like
Joey, for reference, Joey, how old is Joey? I don't know. 18, 19, I don't know. He goes to 18. College in Colorado. He's a freshman in college, living his life, his truth in the dorm. Well, Joey's known for doing just really bizarre things for no reason. And one of those things was the week of our wedding, bleaching his hair blonde. He FaceTimes me and is like, it's a wig. Don't worry. It's a wig. And then he flips his head over and he's like, it's not a wig. And I'm like, what reaction did you want from
Karina's
me,
like, and I'm like,
ooh.
Like why did
we are just like, it's dead silence. My sister's laughing. I'm like, I'm going to murder you.
You know, the week before the wedding is nitty gritty. She's stressed to the high heels. And Joey sends that. I text Joey. I'm like, bro. Your sister is pissed.
Like, what did he? And this is why men don't deserve rights. Okay, do you hear me? Men do not deserve rights, specifically Joey. I literally looked at him and I just thought, I know how people murder now. I know. Because, you know, that show Snaps? It all makes sense. It all makes sense why people end up on the show. His life flashed before my eyes.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And
he was like, what did he say? Like, no, I'm
he went
I
from being
it.
Like, ha to seeing my reaction and hearing Deontay just like, oh. Because Deontay's his hype man. If it was okay, Deontay would be like, what up, man? But
I'm
Deontay
like, I
and I
Joey,
would just
I see you.
Joey just heard silence. And Pin at that drop. Moment I saw him just fear, just absolute fear. And he was like, I'm gonna die back. And I was like, Joey, I can't. Like, why? Words could not be formed. He literally looked like Ellen. I mean, there was no other way to put it. He's naturally got light blonde hair, but at this point it's been pretty dark. But he was bleach blonde.
Yeah.
I mean, but then, like, I don't have a picture because I literally could never see that again. It was, like, so botched, though, because it's, like, an 18-year-old boy bleaching his hair. That's not going to be good. It's never going to be good. So then, like, it started turning orange. So he looked like SpongeBob. And then it was just so bad. I literally sent a list of, like, hair salons in his area to fix it. Because I'm like, I did not just wait 2.5 years and spend all of this money for my pictures to be starring Ellen DeGeneres. And, like, I just... He was like, I'm going to fix it, I swear. I'm like, but why do it? Why do it? If you're going to have to fix it, why do it? You could have done it Saturday night for all I care. Like,
I got an answer for you.
Anyway.
I got an answer for you. So
go ahead.
There is a very reasonable explanation as to why this young man decided to do what he did. The simple explanation is he is a man and we do dumb shit.
And a girl
all
told him to do it.
A girl did it for him, right?
A girl did it. And I said, show yourself.
I heard her giggling
and I said, show yourself. And wow. She did not want to come to the camera. Joey said, it was my idea. I said, Joey, this was not your idea. Wow. This has college girl all over it.
Let me impress her. Maybe he's trying to impress her.
Wow.
Anyway, wow. It wasn't blonde. Anyway, wedding.
His introduction was, I don't remember.
I think we put only got brave enough to dye his hair blonde before his sister's wedding 4 days. Or he's so brave or something like that.
Yeah, he's so bold or something. That he bleached his hair blonde and then tried to fix it himself. Yeah. It wasn't great. I mean, it was better. Oh, it was better. But it was not great. So, yeah.
Yeah. He survived.
He did. I would never know. Never know. Other than the few jabs he got
Any girl that looked at him would have known.
Yeah.
Every girl.
He also got turned Saturday night. Friday, Joey. Saturday night. Can't be tamed.
Cannot be tamed.
He's like me because we both like are like the youngest in our families, but.
Both the youngest by like a decade.
Yeah. Like, because you know, my two older brothers are 13 and 14 when I was born. He's kind of similar to that.
It's like a lawless, like a life stage where like Deontay was a good kid and Joey's a good kid. But like my parents have just given up. They're just like, go for it, Joey. Live your dreams.
Yeah.
And then we were afraid of our parents because we're like, oh, no, if we mess up, they're going to, you know, take everything away. Joey just goes for it. And he's never been wronged. I mean, he's until I almost ripped his head off. But, you know, he's just like, OK, YOLO.
Joey, man, we're gonna wrap up here, man.
Overall, a great day.
How do you feel about any closing thoughts? We brought you guys on the pod, Karina, your second time. How do you feel about being on the podcast again? And what's your overall experience based on this time compared to last time you're on? Last time you were on, you were still kind of upset with me later after, you know.
I had to hold it down for the girls, Stacey. Stacey, I don't know if you heard it, but I had to come on swinging because they had a whole podcast called Marriage Math, and they literally mentioned us zero times. And
it's like, I think Dane mentioned Stacey. Dane mentioned Stacey.
He did mention you, but he got your anniversary wrong.
So this is us making up for that. Y'all are on now.
You mainly Deontay,
you guys can have a spinoff. You know.
Well, no. Then he let me on the podcast again, but then I wouldn't stop talking about Twilight, so he told me I couldn't come back.
Hey, I freaking love Twilight.
This is my first.
I don't not like Twilight.
I love Twilight.
They always
name one Twilight movie right now.
Breaking Dawn.
Dang.
I was giving him a hand.
I knew that.
I could help myself.
But no, I think Nisi watched Twilight all the time.
I think it was your pops that mentioned, or maybe it was Pastor that mentioned Twilight. Yeah, maybe it was Pastor. I can't remember. Was it Pastor that mentioned Twilight?
No, my best friend mentioned Twilight.
Alex.
Okay. Still in our Twilight phase. Yeah, Alex.
Yeah, and I was like,
Team
Jacob. Wait, because I'm Team Jacob.
But Deontay doesn't. That he never wants to watch Twilight. He never wants to watch Shrek.
Bro, okay, we just got married, and you're throwing shade.
This is a cry for 58 help. 58
minutes.
This is a cry for help.
It really is.
And just indulge it. Like for
example, we're gonna watch Twilight after this recording.
I made Nisi watch. What was that? I made you watch Lord of the Rings. What was it, Lord
you
of the
Rings? You made me watch a lot of things.
Oh, okay.
What did I make you watch the other day? Yesterday, like three times.
Three times.
The Spider-Man trailer. And I said, we could keep watching it, but it's not going to make more sense to me. Like, I've maxed out my knowledge of Marvel. Like, you can keep showing it to me, but it's not going to do anything.
I said, ooh, look at that. You see it?
You
got to squint to see it, though.
He said, did you see that? Look, his head moved. His head moved weird. I'm like, what?
I said, it's got to be more than one Spider-Man right there. They just ain't showing it. Anyway, Star fans, we'll get back to the sports and stuff on our next episode.
Y'all are missed.
We are never going to be welcome back here again.
I think we did great.
I think y'all did amazing. Did
great, yes. Yes, let me give out my thanks to the ladies.
I got a question. Ladies, wives, duos, y'all are duos. What can we do better?
Oh,
What? There's feedback look that you provided.
She did that Eddie Murphy.
two-part question. What can we do better to be better podcasters, and what can we do better in just general advice to all husbands out there or soon to be husbands? What can we do better to?
Yeah, we'll close on this one. Really that's a perfect question.
Yeah, I'm taking the heat off of us. Well, actually, no. First part is about us. How can we be better?
I feel like you're welcoming a roast. Like you're.
He said.
Boom. Hey, look, any feedback is good feedback. Let's get it.
We do say that, yes.
I mean, I don't really have any critiques about the podcast, to be honest.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm. But I don't listen to all of the episodes.
Yeah, I don't listen at all. But
Green hasn't listened since episode 11.
I only listen to the podcast when that I'm on.
That's so funny. I probably won't listen to this because I don't want to hear my friend talk.
Yeah, I will listen for us, and I will say that you guys need to talk about things that like I understand, because that's why I don't listen. Like you're not, I know I'm not your
sports and stuff.
I know, but there's a lot of stuff you could talk about that I know.
Okay,
like rom-coms. So like
maybe just like Twilight, Shrek, true crime.
So yeah. Did you listen to the Serial podcast?
Did I? Yes. I've listened to every crime podcast that's even out there. Anything I've listened to. Anything. I'm telling you.
So is this your, I think this is low key Karina's pitch to come on the pod like every month and talk about something. How about that?
Yes. I accept. I'm down with it.
I
think the stuff needs to be more stuff that I like.
Like that you like.
Yeah, that I like. That,
you hear that? She likes.
I'm a woman of the people. Other people like it too.
It's the duo sports and stuff. So it's
we don't really clarify the stuff, do we? Or we yeah, it could be more.
It's vague for a reason.
That's my feedback. You wanted my feedback. You wanted my feedback.
Okay. Big. Fair point.
In terms of marriage feedback, I would say maybe like stop being so nice because it makes me look not nice, you know?
I'm doing great.
You know what I mean?
Just doing this Kool-Aid smile. I'm doing great.
My friends are always like, you're so mean to him. I'm like, am I though? I think I'm pretty baseline, but he's just so nice. Like, how do I compete?
I get the compliments with 62 minutes into the pod. I love it.
Hey, all that matters, you got one, brother.
Take it
to the bank.
I'll compliment you all day long, but I'm also gonna like his head gets a little inflated. You know what I mean? Like he's just a little like people were boosting him at that wedding this weekend.
That's that athlete in him, man. He's used to people stroking his ego. He gets turned.
They were boosting me.
Everybody was boosting you. And every time he cried, I request collaboration. Aww, aww. And then I cry. They're like, "Why is she crying?"
You know, I think that is the default response to any man crying because it's like that willingness to show emotion. So I think everybody just kind of gets all mushy gushy about men.
Real
crying.
Mush.
I definitely do. I mean, I don't care who the man is. If I see him crying, I'm crying. It could be on TV or somebody on the street, and I'm like, I had a patient crying in the office today, and I was like, oh my god, I'm like tearing up right now.
Yeah.
So no, I get it. Oh, but marriage. I mean, I hate to be all like super churchy, but
do it.
Just love your wife like Christ loved the church, and that's just really being unconditional love, which I mean, ultimately we're not perfect people, so it's going to be conditional in some way, shape, or form, but the goal should be unconditional love. And, man, I know it's hard, especially like being married to a black man. They deal with so much in their minds that we probably can't even fathom some of the thoughts that they have. And so I know personally, I've had to learn to be a little bit more sensitive to what it is that he may be thinking, but not sharing. And so not forcing your significant other or forcing your husband's wives, not forcing your husbands to communicate when they're not ready, but also husbands making sure that you are communicating, even if it's not a lot, communicating in general. Because we can't read y'all's minds. So, and I think, you know, as long as your wife is creating a safe space for you to communicate. That's probably the best advice
I have. That was really good.
That was good.
You spoke right to our souls.
It's like a perfect picture right here.
It really is.
That was lovely.
That was great. Ladies, thank you once again for joining. Now I got that late night talk voice,
Now, if you thank just you, ladies, for joining the 97.5.
And this is Deontay DDD. And make sure seriously, we love you both. Thank you so much for joining us on episode 66 of the Duo Sports and Stuff podcast.
Thanks, darling.
You can listen to this episode on Apple. Where else?
Spotify.
Where else?
YouTube?
Yeah, it's going to be on YouTube. Oh, Niecy didn't know. Look at her face. She didn't know. We're on YouTube, Niecy. We're on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Karina did not forget. She's like,
no idea.
She's like, no, yeah, Stitcher too. But no, what'd you say when I said this is also a video? No, I got to go.
Oh, yeah, I said no.
She didn't want to be on video. Anyway. Episode 66 of the Duo Sports and Stuff podcast, and we are out. The not a trio, but a
whatever is not.
What's
a trio,
the four?
The next
somebody
four.
Let us know what the four is after trio.
We sound really dumb. Okay,
we out.
Oh boy,
the duo.
It's late. Okay,
yeah. I didn't expect you of all people to know this. Man.